There's a law in Siman Kufim Zion discusses that a person is not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah, the parchment of the Sefer Torah directly. He has to have something in between him and the Sefer Torah. He has to hold it for every reason. He has to lift it up. He should have something in between. This halacha, obviously, in a situation where it's necessary to touch the cloth, to say a letter has to be erased, has to be fixed, or alternatively, there was a case where one of the stitches between the parchments, you sewed them together. Some of those came out, had to be re-sewn. Obviously, if you need to touch the Sefer Torah, you're allowed to touch the Sefer Torah in that situation. But otherwise, a person not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah directly. The Gemara says if a person would, in a situation of Hag B'Galila, touch the Sefer Torah directly, he loses any reward for that mitzvah. He did the mitzvah of Galila, he doesn't get the reward because the Galila is to be a cover for the Sefer Torah, and instead he did something which was not considered the proper Derech Eretz and covered respect for the Sefer Torah. The Ramah mentions that there's an opinion which says this applies to other Kisvei Kodesh also. That's where, there, for example, a Megillah, a person should not be touching a Megillah directly. And he says that Ramah comes out that a person, before Megillah, you're allowed to touch as long as you wash your hands beforehand. So a person should wash his hands before he's going to touch a Megillah, which is written on a cloth. It is proper. Okay, he doesn't say you have. That's the proper way of doing it. The proper way to do it is to wash your hands before you touch a Megillah. That's terrible to hachmir on that. The Sefer Torah, however, even washing your hands would not permit you to hold the Sefer Torah. Mr. Burr takes it one step further. What about our Svarim, which have nowadays, which are made and they're printed, etc.? Even though your hands are not washed, you're allowed to hold the Sefer. However, if a person knows that his hands touch a place in his body which is not clean, etc., a person cannot touch the Sefer until he washes his hands prior to that. So, person goes to the bathroom, he didn't wash his hands yet, he wants to pick up a Sefer to walk with him somewhere. He should not do that, because at that point in time, it's not Stam Yadayim anymore, it's hands which have touched the Malkim Atunah. So again, the Ramah says it's proper by other Svarim to be Machmer Imlon Ota Yadav. It's an interesting question which comes up, I just want to touch on this, interesting question which comes up. There's a Chai Adam, which the Mishabura quotes in Siman Kuf Samach Hei, talks about if a person touches a Sefer Torah, a Megillah, tefillin, the ritzuas of the tefillin during a meal. Does that require a person washes his hands for bread and he touches these items during the meal? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says a Chazal, interestingly enough, said by touching a Sefer and these type of things, tefillin, etc., the Chazal put a law, you have to wash your hands because they wanted to keep this away, the idea of these things away from the world of food, because at one point in time, people mistakenly said, Truma is Kaddish, and these things are Kaddish, let's put them together, and the result was the mice, which were eating the Truma, were eating the Svarim. So Chazal said that the Svarim will make the Truma Tame. Not only that, if your hands touch the Svarim, your hands will make the Truma Tame. So therefore, if a person touches the Svarim, he has to wash his hands before he touches Truma. And we wash our hands for the meal, because we do that the same way we do for Truma. That's the Moran Kulin. So the Chayyadim says, therefore, a person would touch tefillin in the middle of the meal, he would have to wash his hands again before he could continue eating any bread. A person would touch the ritzuas of the tefillin if they're attached to the tefillin. A person would not have to wash his hands again before he could continue the meal. A person would touch a Megillah in the middle of his perm suit or somebody, pulled out the Megillah, he can't eat bread until he washes his hands again. That's what the Chayyadim says. Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Chayyadim. He says that halacha is true in regards to truma, and we wash our hands for non-truma, which is our regular kulin, even though because we do something like truma. But this point that a sefer makes a hand tame, and therefore you can't eat kulin, that they didn't do. At the end of the piece, though, he says, but it seems to be that the chalchila person should be careful in it. So he says that even though he disagrees on the main psak, a person will not have to, but it's proper not to touch these type of things in the middle of the meal. And if you do, a person is proper. He says, sure, it's possible that it's proper to be careful about this lechatchila. So something you should be aware of, this interesting halachic issue of touching these things, you're allowed to touch them, but you might have to wash your hands, not beforehand, but afterwards, because in order to be able to eat food. Have a good morning.
Good morning.